Hello and welcome to the Intertidal Zone number 2 podcast. Welcome everyone indeed to my second article, and please remember that I'm not a professional writer, although I have been published before and have had my photos published on the BBC for the weather programme. I'm just a Lancashire lad, more having a fireside chat than writing a column or knowing it all. This time the intertidal topic is all about sharing your experiences with others, adding photos to routes or maps online of the places that you've visited, reviewing statistics on travel distances and cities and towns visited. In other words, opening up your water-based world to others, which includes folks asking you questions, e.g. does so-and-so allow dogs? Suddenly, everyone is wiser in the same way as when you chat with strangers and fellow boaters on the towpath. But this time, all online, via your phone, tablet or laptop. The vehicle for achieving all this goodwill and interest is Google. Yes, the Google that people know as a place to search for information or look at maps. Must add that I have no affiliation with Google. They simply have some of the best free tools in the world that you may, as I did, find to be fascinating and easy to use to log your activities on and off the waterways. By way of illustration, some notes and statistics from my own personal report from Google in January 2019. I published 8 photos and answered 7 questions online, both up on the previous month. For 5 days of the month, I contributed to Google Maps on 5 days. In January, my photos were viewed 337 times. In total, people have seen my photos on Google Maps 300,000 times. By way of a real-world example from the statistics above, it included Sankey Valley Park near Sankey Canal, Three Sisters Nature Reserve near to Lee branch of the Leeds to Liverpool Canal, and Potter Heigham, a town on the Norfolk Broad, excuse me. Just think, as you are reading this or listening to it, you are somewhere and have maybe found somewhere that we would all love to see or visit. Or you are on Google Maps wondering if a place like Potter Heigham might be a place for you to visit. Then you see my photo or yours in the future, and voila, you or someone is convinced it truly is a boater's paradise. Types of questions include: is there parking? Is it dog friendly? Is it wheelchair friendly? So simple and so useful to us all, and you can be part of it. Plus, my maps are in this case yours, a lovely Google Map facility, is a tool that allows you to have one or more personal maps where you can drop pins and comments that are of value to you or whoever you want to share with. One of mine, for example, show all the places that I have paddled my canoe in the UK. For this particular old fella, a welcome reminder of places sometimes forgotten in old age. Others could identify your favourite canal side pub or stunning pounds of even favourite moorings, etc. At this point, I should add an alert that this tracking of movements and sharing of locations and giving advice is not for everyone. There is a lot of talk about Big Brother and corporations and governments knowing too much about an individual. You must be aware that you are opting in to let Google track your location and interpret where you are and what is around you and where you have been. Some folks find it distressing when Google emails you and asks you to review Potter Heigham, for example, or post a photo of it to Google Maps almost before you have tied up for a brew. I immerse myself in it and share my open book lifestyle, and I'm hardly ever where I shouldn't be. said, basically, you create a Google account. You may already have one, which then gives you access to the tools I've mentioned. The tracking is done via internet usage, mobile phone, and GPS too, I think. There are even apps in the various smartphone and tablet stores to make it easier on the go, as it were. The photos of screenshots that I have included and the article in the Canals Online feature illustrate this, along with the links that are included, will help you read up and decide if you want to become part of this sharing and interesting world. To create a Google account, go to google.com. I hope you found this of interest. Speak to you soon.